To stop coal seam gas mining, we need something structured with legal enforceability. There is nearly always something more we can do if we look outside the box. A local council cannot do anything to stop a state government decision unless the law is broken and an expensive court challenge is mounted. This has not happened here. The federal government is also very restricted in what they can do. Traditionally, they cannot interfere in state matters unless they have power to do so under the Constitution. If they have the power, they can step in and stop coal seam gas mining. The High Court of Australia made a decision in 1983, commonly called the Tasmanian Dam case. The case was about construction of a hydroelectric dam on the Franklin River in Tasmania. The Tasmanian state government supported construction, but the federal government and environmental groups opposed it. I will provide a link to this case on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website. In an attempt not to bore everyone to death, the federal government used their external affairs power contained in Section 51, Subsection 29 of the Australian Constitution. They successfully argued that they were giving effect to an international treaty to which Australia was a party through legislation. The treaty was called the Convention Concerning the Protection of the World Cultural and Natural Heritage, which governs UNESCO's World Heritage Program. Links to these will also be provided on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website. To be included on the World Heritage List, sites must be of outstanding universal value and meet at least one out of 10 selection criteria. These include 1. To represent a masterpiece of human creative genius. 2. To exhibit an important interchange of human values over a span of time or within a cultural area of the world on developments in architecture or technology, monumental arts, town planning, or landscape design. 3. To bear a unique or at least exceptional testimony to a cultural tradition or to a civilization which is living or which has disappeared. 4. To be an outstanding example of a type of building, architectural or technological ensemble, or landscape which illustrates a significant stage or significant stages in human history. 5. To be an outstanding example of a traditional human settlement, land use, or sea use, which is representative of a culture or cultures, or human interaction with the environment, especially when it has become vulnerable under the impact of irreversible change. 6. To be directly or tangibly associated with events or living traditions, with ideas or with beliefs, with artistic and literary works of outstanding universal significance. The committee considers that this criterion should preferably be used in conjunction with other criteria. 7. To contain superlative natural phenomena or areas of exceptional natural beauty and aesthetic importance. 8. To be outstanding examples representing major stages of Earth's history, including the record of life, significant ongoing geological processes in the development of landforms, or significant geomorphic or physiographic features. 9. To be outstanding examples representing significant ongoing ecological and biological processes in the evolution and development of terrestrial, freshwater, coastal, and marine ecosystems and communities of plants and animals. 10. To contain the most important and significant natural habitats for in situ conservation of biological diversity, including those containing threatened species of outstanding universal value from the point of view of science or conservation. The protection, management, authenticity, and integrity of properties are also important considerations. Since 1992, significant interactions between people and the natural environment have been recognised as cultural landscapes. Although UNESCO decisions designating World Heritage Sites have no binding force, the ratification of the Convention could force action by the federal government. Step 1. UNESCO makes decision designating the area a World Heritage Site. Step 2. The federal government enacts legislation prohibiting mining. Step 3. The legislation is enforced and licences are revoked. This is a process that requires considerable effort, particularly from environmentalists who can support their claims for UNESCO World Heritage listing with tangible evidence. This is River FM 92.9 and I'm Big Rob. Find me on Facebook by following the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.